What are we doing? We gonna do some kind of podcast or something?
I mean, seems like something we would
It
do.
does seem like something we would do, but I'm a little skeptical. I don't know. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 220.
This is a podcast where two drunken bras play retro games for your amusement. I am bra number one. My name is Jared.
And I am bra number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we will be revisiting a game we've already played. We'll be playing Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo. And we decided to replay this one because we played it way back in episode 70. But my Super Nintendo won't read any game. Yeah. Well, it'll read them, but it won't play correctly any game with the FX chip in it.
it was all wonky.
It was bonkers. It was nuts. There's actually a video on our Twitter of how weird it was.
Right.
Yeah. Cause it was just like you were fighting a boss and it was all fucked up. Like the,
you couldn't, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we thought
anything that was happening.
Yeah, we thought we'd come back to Yoshi's Island and play it properly this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play it with being able to, you know, see all of the graphics in the game.
Right. As they were meant to be seen.
Just, yeah, as opposed to things just straight up missing from the game.
Right. But before we get to Yoshi's Island, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good, you know. I'm still schooling it up, going to the hospital for my clinicals now in my second week. So I've taken x-rays of people and
excellent
everything, getting a little more comfortable. But yeah,
it's Dr. going Drake. Good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, doctor.
Yeah. I mean, right? I mean, don't know.
Basically. but yeah, otherwise everything is going swimmingly.
Excellent, excellent.
How you doing?
I'm good. Not much new to report. Let's see. My niece had a 4-year-old birthday this week, so that was pretty exciting.
That is exciting.
Yep. Yeah, 4-year-olds are a blast. They never run out of energy.
yeah, they're a blast when they don't belong to you.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
You get to be around for a little bit. Oh, hi. Niece, run around, go crazy, and I'm gonna leave.
Oh, I do got another story. So my other niece is 6. She's about to turn 7. And she's just like really getting into video games. And I mean, I always knew I was the cool uncle, but now it is solidified in stone. So when I was over visiting, you know, for my other niece's birthday, and my older niece was like, she was like, Uncle Matt, can you please help me beat the first level in Paper Mario? And she's playing Super Paper Mario they have a Wii U, and and she's trying to play it and didn't quite get it. And I helped her pass the first little part, cause it's like an RPG type game. Like I don't know if it's the right game for her to be playing right now, but she's loving it. And
I'm sure she loves the art style and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, but. But I got to be cool Uncle Matt and help her figure out how to play the game and get somewhere. She was stuck in the very first screen that you're on because there's you know, she can't read super well yet. She can read, but not, you know, I don't think she reads along with the game. Like she doesn't quite get that's giving you instructions. So like the Wii U still operates like a Wii, and you have to use the controller as a pointer cause she just holds I don't know. They use the Wii controllers. And so, they have the other thing, but she likes to use the Wii controllers cause they fit in her hands better, I think, than that big fucking pad. Like, I don't know. But, so she just didn't know she had to point the thing at the screen, And then it revealed a secret door that she could go in. And so I did that for her, and her mind was blown. And like, I was the coolest guy that the ever
smartest person in the world.
Yep. So I'm, it's official. I'm the coolest uncle around.
Congratulations.
Yep. Anyway, that's my little video game story with my niece. I was just thrilled. My sister told me that she was like, all morning before I came over, she was like, is Uncle Matt going to be here soon? When is he going to get here? Like, I need him to help me with this. Like she just was like, she was on it. She knew that
she doesn't want her mom or dad's help with it.
I guess not. I don't know. But she knew Uncle Matt could help her. So anyway, tell the revelers in Nigeria, have you played any video games since we last met?
Yeah, a bit. I did get Ring Fit Adventure.
Ring Fit, nice.
So I've only played one time, and just for like, I don't know, 20 minutes or so.
And was
I guess really I was playing for like 30 minutes to get it all set up, and
it takes a while. Do you have to like calibrate it?
Yeah, you gotta. It walks you through. Okay, now put the right Joy-Con in this leg strap and then put it on your leg, and now put this one in the ring thing and whatnot. Now calibrate them, and then it's like, and now we'll play a little video to introduce you to the world of Ring Fit. Basically, it's setting up the story or whatever. It's a cutscene, and it just kind of tells you, like, it's going to be about 5 minutes.
Right.
Do you want to watch this now, or do you want to watch it later? Like, well, I might as well watch it now. I got to see what I'm trying to do here.
Right.
But then once I played it, it's a workout.
Is it? I mean, that a lot of people, you know, like especially during quarantine, like have been literally using it as their form of the gym, you know?
Yeah.
I want to get one, works. But
yeah,
but I haven't yet, but it's cool, huh?
Yeah, it's cool. I'll play it more, you know. I'm playing it on the, I am, you know, I'm doing like a different workout program or whatever, but it's only 4 days a week. So on the days in between,
you'll ring and fit.
Play Ring Fit.
Nice. Awesome.
But yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's, you know, it gets you moving and gets you sweating.
Great.
And it's a game, so it's also cool.
So it's also cool, right? It makes working out fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then obviously, you know, Super Mario 3D All-Stars or whatever it's called.
Yes, that's exactly what it's called. Yep. Super Mario 3D All-Stars. It came out today as we record this.
I've just played, you know, Mario 64.
Me too.
And it's Mario 64. It's awesome.
It is awesome. It looks super good, though. I mean, I don't know. Like, so many... God, I fucking hate the internet so much. Or, you know, I love the internet. I hate gamers on the internet.
It's like, gamers are the worst people on the
internet. For years, like, up to this point, since the Switch came out, people have been like, the only thing I want is Nintendo to release Mario Sunshine on the Switch. That's it. That's all I want. Mario Sunshine on the Switch. Nintendo does exactly that. They say, here's Mario Sunshine. Here's Mario 64 and here's Mario Galaxy. And you can play them. And they're a little bit, you know, they're a little bit upscaled for modern TVs, but that's about it. But now, it's Mario Sunshine, but they didn't remaster it and it's not fucking exactly what I wanted and blah, 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 blah. Like, all you wanted was fucking Mario Sunshine and here it is. Yeah. And now you're pissed off? Like, fuck you. Oh, God, these people make me so mad. I don't know, but Mario 3D All-Stars is awesome. I've been playing 64 as well. I'm a little bit farther than you probably, but because I started playing last night. Yeah, I've got like
15 stars or so.
I've got 36 right now, I think. I've been doing them pretty much, like, I've only played one level in the basement so far. Otherwise, I've gotten every star in the first five paintings.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I always...
Yeah.
Typically do it. I'm taking care of the first level right now. And
yep.
The first floor.
The first floor. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
It is with the pro controller.
It's just
something. I
think it's partly because the 64 controller, like when you press forward, you know, it kind of it's not a smooth circle.
It's got an octagonal gate. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it almost is like too freeing or something.
I agree. I miss the
camera. I I don't know how they could have done it. The only thing I would have wanted different is maybe that the camera is more free moving with the right stick or something.
Yeah, but
I don't know how they could. They would have had to make bigger changes.
They basically would have had to remake the game. I mean, yeah. Honestly, Lakitu as the cameraman is a pretty important character in Mario 64, even though you never see him, but you move him around right. constantly. Because what's weird about Mario 64 is you move the camera, not your view, you know, like, so sometimes when you want to look right, you press right, but the camera goes right. So you're actually yeah. looking left, you know, like it's a little bit weird, but, and not, you know, it's different than our modern sensibilities, but
yes, I guess that's the only thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, longtime revelers know that the N64 controller is garbage.
Let me ask you this. Here's what I've noticed myself doing. And I found it odd. Like, I'm holding my pro controller and I'm playing Mario 64. And when I long jump or something, you can press R or L, ZR or ZL as like the Z button, you know? And normally in a game, if both of them are the same thing, I would always press R.
I do it with L.
But I do it with L in Mario 64 because that's where the Z button was on the 64 controller. It was with
it's a combined effort between your left and right hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just your right hand.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Same with me.
Yeah.
I do it with L.
Yep, me too.
ZL or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, ZL. There's L and R and ZL and ZR, but
yeah.
Have you been playing anything else or
not really?
No.
No.
All right.
I kept wanting to play other, but I was like, but Mario 3D All-Stars or whatever comes out, so I don't want to get involved with something because I'm gonna want to play that when it comes out. So.
Right.
So yeah.
Cool.
But well, I know you've been playing something else.
I have. So, surprise drop this week. We had a mini Nintendo Direct, the partner showcase, and Ori and the Will of the Wisps dropped this week on the Switch, the sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest. And I was like, I loved Ori and the Blind Forest, as you do. I think it was in your top 10, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
I think it was in my top 5.
Yeah, yeah. It was an Xbox Maybe. Exclusive for until 2 days ago, but it's on the Switch now, and I bought it, and I've been playing through it. It is hard. I'll tell you what, there's like these combat shrines, which is something new in this one. I can't do a single one of them. It's impossible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those are super easy.
No way. I can't, like, how do you, I hate these mosquitoes that just fly at you and you can't do anything. Yeah,
mosquitoes suck.
God, I don't know. I can't, I really suck at Ori, apparently.
Do you have the, I don't remember what they're called, the shards or whatever, one that you do extra damage against flying enemies?
Oh, I think I do have that one, actually.
Throw that on for the shrines, at least. You'll wipe the floor with those mosquitoes.
Okay, all the other enemies are fine. It's just the fucking mosquitoes.
Yeah, mosquitoes for a while gave me trouble.
I also played my first boss this afternoon, and I had some trouble with him at first. I eventually got his pattern down, but he's like this big, like, dung beetle or something that charges at you, and you have to hit his butt. You know, you have to get behind him, and I just, like, he just kept wrecking me. I was getting really frustrated, but I eventually beat him. But and it takes a long time to beat a boss. Like,
yeah, some of them later on are long too, and there's like multiple stages. But luckily, it does kind of save in between certain phases of the boss.
Oh, that's
so nice. When you die, sometimes at least there's one or two of them that do that because after a stage or a phase of the boss, you'll relocate to another area so that when you die, you'll just start back there and they'll be at, you know, half health.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. Well, yeah. So Ori and the Will of the Wisps, I mean, it's beautiful. Ori is so fun because it's so fucking smooth. You feel so cool, like flinging yourself around.
Wait until you get all the movement abilities and stuff. And you're just,
I just
bringing together all this like really cool movement mechanics, and you do it just perfectly, and it's so satisfying.
It's so satisfying. Like, I just got the I don't know what they call it, but where you can jump off of the lanterns and stuff.
Bash.
Yeah. I don't know that. So that's been fun. I just talked to the big frog. There's a big frog at the beginning, or it's kind of at the beginning.
Quolok.
Yeah. So that's how far I am. I don't even know how far that is. Probably not that far, cool. But
no, yeah. It's a pretty, the first playthrough for me, I think took almost like 20 hours.
Oh, actually. Really? I beat the first story in 10 hours.
Yeah. The second, when I played through it not too long ago, I think it was closer to 10. Okay. I think I was just going really slow the first time and searching everything. Whereas the second time it's like, okay, just breeze through everything and then explore like towards the end to clean everything up.
Yeah,
The first time it's like, okay, now I finished this area and I want to get everything in the area and then I'll move on to the next.
Right.
Instead of waiting until I just, everything shows up on the map and then I can just go around and clean it up.
But yeah, so that's what I've been playing. Ori and Mario. Like, I was just telling Jurek before we started recording, Revelers, that like all of a sudden, like, it's been Smash and Animal Crossing for months for me. And now all of a sudden I got to keep up with Smash. I got to maintain my island, and I've got three giant Mario games to play and Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Like, I have too much going on. Ugh. And I also have to like live my life. Yeah. <Right. laughs> but yeah. Anyway, should we move on, Jurek, and play or get to our three questions?
Indeed.
Well, let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a little bit here, even though he's already told us about this one. So we'll go quick through that part. But what I do is I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Yoshi's Island, three questions, round two. Okay, here we go. Fight. Question one. What is the name of the level? Oh, okay. What is the name of the level Touch Fuzzy, Get Dizzy in German? Why is the German name superior to the North American name?
I actually have this written down. Lustigious Sporen Drama. And the initials make LSD.
That is correct. So, yep. Lustigious, I guess. I don't know how to speak German, but Lustigious Sporen Drama, which I believe roughly translates to funny spore drama. But yeah, it abbreviates to LSD, yeah, which is awesome. And it's unclear if this was intentional, but I would like to think someone on the German localization team was having a bit of fun, you know?
It's gotta be. With that level, like, you touch these little things, and then you basically everything gets all trippy.
Yeah. Okay, one for one here, Drake. One for one. Right. Question number two. What happens if you boot up the game and have any other type of controller plugged in that is not the standard SNES controller?
I read about it's something about it, like the background or something. It says something, and then like it cycles through like every possible color that the Super Nintendo can make, or like 32,000 different colors or something.
That is correct. So yeah, it's a screen pops up that says, "This game is designed only to play with a normal controller. Please disconnect mouse, super scope, etc. to start playing." And while this screen is up, the text changes color every single frame, and it will cycle through all 32,768 colors in the color palette before it starts over. Like, yeah. I just thought that was kind of a crazy little feature. Like, yeah. I've never had anything else plugged in when I tried to play Yoshi's Island. I've never gotten that screen.
I've never had any other controller that can plug in.
Did you not have a mouse for Paper Mario? Or
oh, I did.
Yeah. Like the Paper Mario mouse or the Super Scope.
Mario Paint, you mean.
Or Mario Paint, I mean. Did I say Paper Mario? Yeah, Mario Paint.
Yeah, it's true. I did have a mouse. I never had a super scope.
I never had a super scope either. And I never had a mouse either. My neighbors had Mario Paint.
Yeah. I never had a mouse when I was younger. I bought Mario Paint.
Oh, right.
A couple of years ago.
Right. So we could play on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 2 for 2. Here we go. Question number 3. Which boss in the game can be defeated in only one hit?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know any boss names.
The answer is the Naval Piranha. When approaching this boss, before you get too close to the boss, like as you're coming up, if you stop, you can see, like before it triggers the boss fight, you can see his untransformed form, and it's just a regular piranha plants. And if you throw an egg at it before it triggers the boss fight, it'll kill it in one hit. Oh. And then when the boss fight triggers, Kamek flies in and he just yells, "Oh my," and he flies away. Yeah.
I had a different fact written down about Naval Piranha.
Oh, you did?
Maybe you would ask. That apparently another difference in the German version is that Naval Piranha is called Audrey.
Audrey, he is just like Audrey 2
from Little Shop.
Little Shop. I'm not huge on musicals, but Little Shop of Horrors is my absolutely favorite musical. Little Shop of Horrors. Bop shoo bop. Oh, it's fucking good. I've done it a bunch of times and I would do
I've never seen the play version. Me and Abby watched the movie not too long ago with Rick Moranis.
The movie is good. I like the stage version better, but the movie is good. Rick Moranis is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 2 for 3 this week, Jurek. 2 for 3. Not too shabby.
I'll take it.
Jurek, would you like to give the revelers and I a quick refresher on Yoshi's Island? I mean, I don't know if we have to go too.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just breeze through it and remind everyone, you know, it's released in 1990. Sorry.
We have to go down the pipe. Yeah.
All right. Released in 1995, obviously developed and published by Nintendo. Basically made by like the Nintendo Dream Team. Takashi Tezuka directing, producer Shigeru Miyamoto, and composer Koji Kondo.
Yeah, that is the freaking dream
team. Pretty much the three biggest names for Nintendo games back in the day. And obviously it's just, you know, it's a side-scrolling game where you're playing as Yoshi, but you carry little baby Mario around and he falls off you and he cries and annoys everybody in the world.
In the whole world. Seriously. Baby Mario
heavily relies on the Super FX2 chip.
Yes. Yeah, that is correct. Well,
which will be a question later on.
Well, it will, yeah. So, Revelers, I was going to ask Jurek the old three questions, but I think you've got them written down right there. Or I don't know if you have them written down, but
I remember
that was one of them.
Yeah, I remembered that. Or okay. At least I assumed it was
something
about the Super FX2
chip
or whatever.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. I'll ask you those questions when we're playing. But
yeah, that's if you want, maybe there was more detail. I don't know. Go back and listen to episode 70, kid.
Yeah, and you can hear the music in that episode too. We're not going to do a music break this time. We'll just get to the game. But are we ready to do that?
Yeah, man.
Down the pipe we go. Jurek, no, Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. I'm all discombobulated.
Only rules are you're of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes. I think we forgot to say we were about to do a shot, though. Like, that's what threw me off. We're going to do a shot. And those were our rules. So, Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Ooh, I overfilled that one for sure.
Sounds about right.
Yep. That's okay. Okay, let's play some Yoshi's Island here. Let's freaking do this. We're not even in the game yet. My bad. I guess I'll play first because I'm here.
Yeah, might as well.
So, I guess I haven't played Yoshi's Island on this. Oh, I was playing through Yoshi's Island, but I was doing it on my SNES Classic.
Oh, is that when you were streaming?
I was streaming Yoshi's Island,
Which I assumed you were. I assumed you were doing it on here.
Nope, I was streaming my SNES Classic, so there's no save files. Oh well. Oh, we got to get through the stupid story. We should have done this years ago. All right.
I don't know why I'm hitting buttons trying to make it faster. It's not going to do anything.
Oh, maybe it's super quick. They're off.
I think so.
They're on their way. Oh, Yoshi, just get the fuck out of there. Take Mario where he needs
seriously.
To go.
No one cares, Yoshi.
Here we go. Welcome to Yoshi's Island. Oh, this is like the tutorial level. Okay, I get it. I know how to play the game.
We know how to play the game. Don't lose Mario. And if you do, get him back as fast as possible because he cries and cries and cries. No one wants to hear that shit.
Am I supposed to get red coins and shit in this level?
I don't think so. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You don't even have to get red coins in the real level. I know. You're all about collecting.
I like it.
For the sake of the podcast, I don't think we need to spend time trying to collect everything.
All right, that's fair. Oh, that tutorial level is super short.
Possible.
Okay, I'm going to play level one, and then I'll switch it off. That tutorial level.
Tutorial doesn't really count.
No. Make eggs, throw eggs. I know how to make eggs. I didn't mean to hit the box. Okay.
You gotta eat the enemies, and you poop them out as eggs.
Yep. Okay.
This game, it's all about... I mean, I only played through this game one time.
That's it?
Yeah, I talked about it on like the podcast way back in the day. It was maybe it was one of my resolutions even.
Oh,
I had never played through it, and then I did, but I did not go for 100% or anything. There's so much to collect in every level.
Well, there's 20 red coins, 5 stars, and 20 Mario stars. God damn it!
Yeah, because this was the first game then that had like the red coins, right?
Yep.
And then they kept it going in subsequent Mario games.
Yeah.
At least in Mario 64, but there's only 8 in each level.
In each level, yeah. And they're all usually like, well, I guess they're not all...
They're not hidden so much.
Sometimes they are. There's one in the in Cool Cool Mountain in Mario 64, the Snow World, the first Snow World. There's one red coin that is tricky. And I remembered about it. I mean, when I was getting the star, I was like, oh, yeah, there's one here. It's the one where you have to, when you're going down the slide, like not the slide that you jump into, but just the world. Like when you start, you go down, you know, you go down the mountain.
Yeah.
And at one point you have to jump over, the gate, or over the fence and like slide down this hill.
Oh, and go down the hill and it's down.
And it's down in this little part that the only way to get to it is by jumping over this thing. And there's no like clear thing that tells you have to do that. I remember searching for that red coin for hours back in the day.
There's also that one, down at the very bottom or whatever. It's way over on the corner.
Yeah. Oh, I missed a flower? Oh, well.
God, you suck.
I'm just the worst Yoshi's player. This game is so fun. Oh, my gosh. It's so colorful, too. That's what's the best.
It is.
Okay, let's see. Now, how do I do this? There we go. Swap. Okay, I believe you have control, Drake.
All right, 72 points you got.
72. Oh,
pretty weak. Poor. That's a C minus.
That's fucking weak. Usually,
I assume there's 100 points.
Yeah, 100 points per level. I think. Oh, there is. There's one level that has 101 points.
What?
Yep, because there's one level that has.
Watch out! Below.
There's one level that has 21 red coins. I don't know which level it is. What happened there? What does that mean?
That's I hit the right joystick.
Oh, there was a little hand that popped up, like a pointer.
Only pops up with, well, are you using the Super Nintendo controller?
Yeah, of course.
I wish I... Oh, no!
Jurek died.
I wish I would have had that when I was playing Mario 1 on Mario All-Stars.
Oh,
Super Nintendo, because it's so weird to play it with a pro controller.
Oh yeah,
nothing feels right.
Well, can you use your NES controllers?
No, because you can't. If I could remap the buttons,
you can.
Can you?
You can in the not in the game, but in the Switch system settings.
Oh,
you can remap your buttons.
Then I could have, because otherwise, when you're playing it, both buttons just jump.
Oh,
which means you have no run button.
Right,
you cannot play Mario without a run button.
No, you would never get over some of those gaps.
Nope. and plus, it's just that just feels wrong on all levels.
Yeah, it does. You can't
not run in a Mario game.
That's
Watching someone play, I think at your apartment, and they were never running. It was like, oh my god, I can't watch this.
Oh, I remember that. Shout out to Courtney, bra. I believe that was Courtney.
No, I think it was Jane, actually.
Oh, it was Jane. Okay.
Sorry, Jane Rin.
On the show before.
Oh, Jane has been on the show.
Yep, like many moons ago.
Sorry, Revelers, Jane. It was hard to watch.
I watched our friend Courtney, bra.
Maybe it was Courtney. I don't remember.
Play Mario once, and she was not running at all. And yes, it was painful.
Gotta run.
I know. Although I think she might be better now. Her and her boyfriend Brent, who's also been on the show many times.
Indeed.
They just played through Mario 1 and 3, I think, or at least Mario 3. They played through. Together, like, oh, and New Super Mario Brothers Deluxe or whatever. New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe, is that what it's called? The one on Switch. I don't know.
That. I don't remember. I turned into a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Why
wouldn't Yoshi turn into a helicopter? You know, like, are you going to go get that flower? No? Okay.
No.
All right. Fair. Oh, the ghost got you. There's like these little ghosties. Oh, nice. I thought that was going to be disaster for you. What's up there? I bet there's a flower up there.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, fair.
I'm not collecting shit, man.
Your Rick's not collecting anything, and it's difficult to watch. You have no eggs. Oh, but you got the one up anyway.
Don't have any eggs.
And now there's an egg. Oh, my God. You've done it, Rick. Oh, and it's a flower.
Hey, it's a flower. Thank God. I got a flower.
Woo!
Happy now?
You just short hopped the shit over that fucking piranha plant.
I did.
I tell you what, I'm looking at Yoshi right now, and my blood is boiling a little bit.
Why?
Because the only time I see Yoshi now is when I play against him in Smash, and I hate playing against Yoshi.
You hate playing against Yoshi?
Oh, God. Good Yoshi players are fucking hard. He's not like a top-tier character, but he's a noob killer, and he kills me sometimes.
You're not a noob, though.
I know. I mean, every character I've beaten 100 million times and lost to 100 million times. Yeah,
that's fair. I don't know how you. Do you take control?
I think I got to do it. There we go. Took control. Here we go. 1-3. We're just cruising through Yoshi's Island, the cave of Chomp.
Thank God we can play like single player games on here and just switch back and forth control. Otherwise, I don't know what we'd be doing.
I know. Like, I don't know. We're running out of games too. Well, we're especially running out of Mario games for every 10 episodes. That's why Revelers,
we've got one, you know, we can at least play for another 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Got one. Well, I assume there's 10 games on here.
I think there's 10 we haven't
played. Fine to play in between there.
But that might be about our threshold. I was thinking they're about to release Donkey Kong Country 2 on the Switch Online this week on the September 23rd, I believe. So this episode will be out by the time it's released. One of the worst games ever made, yeah?
You mean the third best game of all time?
No.
Donkey Kong Country 2?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, the game that's like the world's biggest piece of garbage. But I was thinking maybe we should revisit it.
In the world that thinks that.
Like, we're revisiting games now because that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if
I promise not to get like super angry.
I don't know if
angry.
I can revisit that game.
I don't. I promise not to get
so mad at it.
I know, but I...
even though it's arguably, and I'm definitely not one of the or like the only person who thinks it's a fantastic game. No,
the internet lost their mind. Most people, I think,
agree with me.
Reddit lost their mind when it was announced that it was coming to Switch Online. So, like, everybody's so excited for it.
Because it's fan-fucking-tastic.
I mean, I know that it's a good game. It's just not for me. It makes me angry.
I don't, and I'll never understand why.
Because it's just frustrating. It doesn't work like I want it to work.
Then get good, man.
I guess.
Works exactly how I want it to work.
I don't know.
I'm just pushing these boulders around.
Oh, I thought it was going to come back. Oh, it is. Okay. Oh,
it's coming back. It's coming back.
Okay, hold up. Hold up.
There we go.
Nope. God damn it.
Don't worry about the fucking flower.
Okay. I like to get all the stuff.
You gotta adjust. It's fine. You can come back and play it your way later. Oh,
I have a key too that I didn't use.
Yeah. No, I oh, there, yeah, there was a door back yonder for the key. Oh. But
okay, here we go.
Mario, no one cares about your shit.
No one cares about your shit. Like, not even Yoshi. Yoshi's just like, God damn it. This freaking baby's crying again. Why did all the Yoshis, because you pass off Mario to a different Yoshi every time. And every Yoshi's probably like, why did we agree to this? Which Yoshi agreed to this? And now we all have to do it.
They don't know this baby. They don't know him anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's just some random baby. Yeah. I guess this is the origin story of Mario and Yoshi, though.
I guess. That's why they're although, best friends.
Like, I like how they're just all Yoshi.
Yeah.
Even though... They're
different colored Yoshis. They're Yoshis. What are you doing, man?
I don't know. Oh.
I was like, don't go to game selection.
This, so we're at 1-4, and in the first time we played this game, this was this the level where we were like, oh, something is wrong.
Yep.
And at the boss of this level, the halfway boss of World 1 is where it's all just bonkers. It's nuts.
It's true. wrong one.
That video is funny. I like it. We recorded it live on the air. Back when we could record in person. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Maybe we should figure out how to do that again.
We probably could.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Jurek, we're kind of in the same bubble now anyway, so.
Pretty much.
And we have been for a while, so. True. I don't know. The only problem, with it is we drink while we do this. And I'm, you know, both you and I are very against drunk driving, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, Abby would, if we did it in person, I think we could probably work something out. Abby could.
Come pick you up.
Drop me off and pick me up or something.
Yeah, because you
she gave me a look.
You know, back in the before time, you would just take an Uber, but
they took him.
You lost Mario. Wow.
I wasn't paying attention.
I actually have not seen that animation.
I know. I feel like I rarely have to either. I was not really paying attention, and I like looked back over at Abby for a second, and then.
And then Mario was
I
gone.
Guess because I have my headphones on, too, I can't hear it as well. So I didn't actually know Mario was being a little baby.
Well, he was. And, like, what are those guys called? They're Shy Guy-esque, but they're not quite Shy Guys. I don't know.
Oh, they're not?
Well, I don't know. They have, like, weird glasses on or something. But they come down and like, they
brick looks
like
weird.
Five of them pick up Mario and fly him away. Where do you think they take the poor baby?
Like, I don't know.
How are these?
I'm just cutting out the whole level here.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't know this shortcut existed?
I mean, like I said, I've only. What is happening right now?
You have to. You're facing the wrong way. What? Oh, you should be able to see your thing. You have to throw an egg at that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. No, see, you can see it. Let it come down. There. There you go.
There we go.
I'll have to edit out that chunk of silence for sure. We both
I was just trying to figure out the game.
I know, but in we were both watching in anticipation. That's what I do, Revelers, a little behind the scenes. I think I've said this before, but like when I edit the podcast, all I do is go through Mario. And take out the chunks of silence that
oh my God, Mario.
That exist because Jurek and I are too into playing the game instead of talking.
Oh, I mean, These games are fantastic. God damn it, Mario. I hate you.
These games are so fantastic. Much. God damn it, Mario. I hate you.
Well, he's just.
Are you going to get one? Like, are you really going to get one at a time? Okay. Okay.
No, I forgot. I forgot how this works.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Woo. Yep. There you go. Jurek was hitting an egg block and letting one egg come out and then getting it and then hitting the block and then getting it. But you can just hit it like 6 times in a row and get them all at the same time.
Sure can.
Oh, my God. That was close. That was a close one. Almost in the lava. The molten magma, if you will, Jurek.
And it's actually lava. It's not just orange water.
It's not like just orange water. Mario like in, 3. Yep, yep.
Can I go down here?
You can go down there. I don't know if you want to.
Do I want to?
I mean, it's just to collect stuff.
I don't like collecting things.
I know that. But you might need some stars. Get them. Get them.
Oh, my God, Mario.
You've lost Mario twice. See, they have weird glasses on, those shy guys. They have glasses like bubbles in Trailer Park Boys. That, like, magnify your eyes because this prescription is so right. Thick, you know. Is that what do you call that, like, so the prescription is so much
strong?
Yes, there we go. Jurek, you've done your duties as co-host this week.
I'm just dying repeatedly.
It's okay, you got this, you can do this.
I don't know why I'm having trouble with it.
I don't know.
I guess there, I didn't realize. For some reason, I guess I thought I could just like walk across that, and there was a gap, and I fell into the lava.
Yeah, turns out you have to jump sometimes.
I definitely confirmed that it is lava.
It is lava. You do die. Cannot swim in it like in Mario 3. I can't believe, like, when we played Mario 3 on this podcast, that was the first time I knew you could do that.
I don't know. That's just how I've always played that level.
What level? It's like in World 8 or something.
It's
one of the ships.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I came out of nowhere.
That might be game over. Oh no, we have 3 guys. Okay.
I got lives, man.
All right.
I'm just gonna use them all.
Well, keep it up. Now you know that guy's there though. You want to hit him with an egg and then he goes away.
Ah.
But you got to hit him right inside of his mouth when it's open. FYI. I like how you don't know this game. Like, you only played it once. That's so weird to me. Like, but I guess I had it, you know, growing up. So
I never did. This was definitely a gap in my gaming.
Well, while you're playing, should I ask you our old 3 questions?
Sure.
All right. Hang on. I got to bring them up here first, but, I got to search my thousands of emails to find it, but here we go. Okay. These are our old 3 questions. Question number 1, Jurek. Yoshi's Island is one of only 3 games to use what special chip inside the cart? What were the other 2 games?
The Super FX2 chip.
Yep.
And it was this and Doom.
Doom is one of them.
I don't remember the 3rd one now.
Yeah, I've never even heard of the 3rd one to this day.
Yeah, I remember looking it up earlier. I did not write it down.
It's called Winter Gold. And I didn't make any notes, except for I've never heard of this game. So I really don't know what Winter Gold is. I think it might be a Japan-only release, or like, you know, it wasn't released here. Yeah, I don't know. Should I just do the other ones while we're doing them?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, so here we go. Question 2.
I'm about to fight a boss.
Oh yeah, this was the boss that was all wonky. He's the actually, is that one of my questions? No. This boss.
Lots of this level was wonky because all those like doors that fall on you are also rely on like the Super FX chip, so those didn't work.
Yep. I love nothing worked. This boss. Specifically, oh no, it's not this one. Maybe it is. Oh, you need eggs.
I know.
I'm trying to list. Well, you got to hit him with an egg, otherwise I can't hear. I think it's this boss. One of the bosses. I love the noise it makes when the egg hits him. Nope, it's not this one. I don't remember which boss it is, but This boss is based on, or this enemy is based on Asterix and or Obelisk, I think. It's a French cartoon that's super famous. But this is based on Obelisk, I think. Is his look, at least. Oh, my God. Oh, you got him. Oh, he's so embarrassed. Yep. You knocked his pants off, Jerry.
I knocked his pants off? He's naked?
Nicely done. You did it. And that time it wasn't even bonkers. It was like it was supposed to be.
No, I could actually see the enemy properly.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. Okay. Question number two from the old episode. What is the main reason Yoshi's Island has such a unique art style?
It was when they were making it or something, the higher ups, they wanted it to look like Donkey Kong Country because that had just came out and revolutionized everything. And Miyamoto did not like that idea. So he made it basically the opposite direction as possible and made it super really cartoony and
drawn
look
with
like
crayons.
A crayon drawing.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. This is an auto scrolling level.
Ooh,
here we go. 1-5. We're in it to win it now. I'm getting all of them. Nope. Oh my God. Oh, the screen
auto scrollers, man. You just got,
yeah, but
go.
Usually if it's auto scrolling, like it'll scroll past you and you'll just die. The screen actually pushes you.
Yeah, it does.
Which
pushes you right off the platform.
Right. Like, isn't that how auto scrollers usually work? Like, if I just stood here in Mario 3, I wouldn't get pushed. I would just die.
Just die.
Because I'm off screen. But
I'm not sure. No, I think Mario 3 does push you.
Does it? Boy, I guess I don't know. I never wait at the end or at the back of the screen.
Yeah, I know. Me neither.
I'm just going to get through this level easily.
I think it pushes you.
It's really hard for me not to collect all this stuff.
I know.
See, like,
have you ever played this game and gotten 100%?
Oh, sure.
Oh, wow.
Like back in the day, like when I was younger, you know?
Right.
But I definitely 100%ed this whole game.
There's so much to collect.
It's super hard. Like some of the later levels, like collecting all the stuff is fucking hard.
Because there's what? There's red coins, flowers,
and you got to get the stars. You have to have a full Mario bar, basically, when you complete the level. The stars are your timer for how long you have Mario. And I wish that upgraded a little bit, you know, like at some point, like, because you get 20 seconds, but like maybe halfway through the game, it could switch to 30 seconds or something, you know, like, I don't know. That would be nice.
You get 20 seconds if you collect everything.
Oh, no, you get 30. You do get 30.
You get like 10 seconds to start with, I think.
Yeah, but you need 30 stars. I thought you needed 20, but you need 30 stars. So you get 30 seconds to get Mario. So it would be, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting this flower. Okay.
It was close.
I know, that was close. I got to, oh, here, there's a secret right here. Oh, shit.
Yeah, not if you die.
Oh, it's not right
not.
There. Well, I'm out of eggs.
Well, now you've got an egg, but
I know. I can't not get the stuff. Like, it's fucking, it's automatic for me.
I mean, yes, I will say when I played this game on my own, I tried to collect as much and find as much stuff as possible, but.
But you didn't make it a priority.
Man,
I'm out of eggs. Don't.
I mean, if I miss some stuff in a level, it's not like I went back to make sure I got everything.
If I die here, I'm gonna be so mad at myself.
Oh my God.
I was literally at the end.
Literally at the end of the level, but you couldn't fucking resist.
I had to get those coins. God damn it. I could see it coming.
You were gonna die.
Alright, let's do this again. Of course you were gonna die. I'm getting it.
Oh my God, you almost died again.
You gotta be quick.
Yeah. I know. But
isn't
you also
there a secret
gotta...
right here? I thought there was.
I think you're crazy, man.
I guess. I don't know.
Just keep swimming, man.
Just keep swimming. Just keep jumping around all nimbly. Boom. Get them.
I mean, you missed them anyways, so you might as well just keep going and forget about it.
I know, but it's like, I just want to get all the stuff. I like getting the stuff. It's right stuff there, you know? Like, look at this flower. Like, I can get that. Got it. Okay.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Just go.
Well, if
it
I just
doesn't mean anything.
If I just do it correctly. There we go. See? Easy.
Yeah, but I don't think you got all the red coins anyway.
No, I didn't, but nor did I get all the stars.
You missed flowers.
It's a real bummer.
You missed a bit of everything.
It hurts my soul not getting all this stuff.
No, you got a bonus challenge.
A bonus challenge? How did I get a bonus? Oh, because the wheel landed on a star. Or a flower.
So
that's why, you want to get all the flowers, at least, because that gives you a better chance at getting the bonus game here. I'm going to play flip cards. So we're going to flip some cards, and we don't want to get Kamek. Here we go. Let's do this one. Oh, plus 10 stars.
Do you have to match that now, or?
No, I don't think.
Keep going until you get Kamek.
I think you just keep going until you get Kamek. But I think if you get Kamek, you don't get your stuff. So there's one more that's good. Wait, Kamek? Actually, I'm going to exit.
I think you have... Oh.
Wait, do I get those things if I exit?
I don't know.
Let's try it. Yeah, I won. Now let's... Will it flip over the cards? Oh, it didn't show us. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. We did good there. Okay, your turn. Your turn.
We did good there.
We did good. Here we go. Swapped to you. Okay. Oh, and we're getting about to time.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you do this one. Actually, let's do this one in one more level because then I think the next level is Touch Fuzzy Get Dizzy, which we all know is the best level in the fucking game.
Truth.
And it's like in World 1. I think there's maybe a couple other levels that have the fuzzies in them, but not to the extent as Touch Fuzzy Get Dizzy. I got one more question for you.
Oh.
Are you ready? From our old three questions. Here we go. Old question number three. There are three unused Yoshi transformations in the code of the game. What three things was Yoshi going to be able to turn into, but were then later cut for unknown reasons?
Was it airplane?
One coin.
Airplane, tree, and mushroom.
That is correct, Jurek. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Which?
Yeah, brah.
Only one of those really makes sense.
A plane.
The airplane.
A mushroom and a tree. Like, what are you going to do when you turn into a tree? Just stand there? You know, yeah.
What trees do.
Maybe
they just stand there.
Maybe there was going to be a point in the game where baby Mario got really hot, and so Yoshi turned into a tree to keep him shaded. You know,
yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. A tree, a mushroom. I get turning into a mushroom in the Mario world, right? Because everything's a mushroom, but
right.
Although not so much in Yoshi's Island, right? You don't even get a mushroom in this game, do you? You don't get big, you know. There's no that mechanic is not in this game.
No, I don't think so.
The platforms are mushrooms, but
maybe are there one-up mushrooms at all?
No. Yeah, because there's no lives. Is there lives?
Yeah, I died four, five times.
Yeah, that's right.
I definitely had a life count.
You did. How do you get an extra guy in this game? Well, if you get 100 coins, why do you even get coins? This game makes no sense now that the more that I think about it. I'm looking it up. Hang on. Yoshi's Island Extra Lives.
Oh, yeah. I only got one flower, but I still got the bonus.
Well done.
Because I collected almost nothing. Well, 23 of 30 stars, somehow. I don't remember collecting those.
Well, you start with
scratch
20.
And match. One-up chance.
I think
scratch
that's why I thought... Boxes. Oh, sorry.
Uncover Mario's to gain one-ups. Scratch on.
Scratch on. Scratch off. We're playing the lottery now, Drake.
We are.
Here we go. Which one are you going to do? Right there. Oh, no. It's a... See, what are those guys called? They're like shy guys with big eyes and propellers on their heads. I don't know what they're called, though. Ooh.
God, I got another one.
Ouch. Come on, now you got a good chance, though, right? Like, there he is. Oh, my God. You picked wrong every time.
Three of them in a row.
Oof. Ouch. I guess there's three Marios, three bad guys, and one Kamek.
And I got all three bad guys. All
right, I'm going to play Touch Fuzzy if that's okay.
Is that this level?
That's this level. Here we go. Hey, let's man. Do this.
Touch Fuzzy, get dizzy.
We don't have a discussion question this week, Drake. I mean, we're pretty much at time. But yeah. I guess we did our old three questions as the discussion.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, quarantine podcasts are weird. Thanks for sticking with us, Revelers.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything's just a little different.
A little weird, a little, you know, not how we'd prefer it, but...
Right.
Like, I would love to play not an NES game or a Super NES game, you know? Like, I would love to play some N64, some PlayStation 1. You know, we were playing Neo Geo games, like...
That's right.
There's Sega. Oh God, the old Genesis. Oh, we tried with the Sega during quarantine. Oh, I'm gonna touch the fuzzies and I'm gonna get dizzy. Fuzzy. Yeah. No, oh, man. It's so
tripping
dizzy.
Balls.
Yeah. Oh.
It is super dizzy in here.
It is.
I'm just gonna keep touching the
fuzzies. Yeah, keep touching the fuzzies. I always touch the fuzzies when I'm in this part. I'm going down there to get the
fuzzies. Does it mess with your controls at all? Or
it does a little bit. Like it just makes it like delay a little bit. Like you can see him doing it. Like he stops. Like if I twitch directions or I don't know. Yeah. It's
hesitates for a second.
Not too much. Like it's totally playable with the fuzzies.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it made things not work the way they're supposed to work or something. You know, like sometimes games you touch something and all of a sudden your up is down and left is right.
Right. Oh, see, that shy guy was just holding a balloon or a cloud that said one up.
That's true. He was.
So I guess that's the one up. Like, there's no one up icon, which seems odd.
It does seem odd that there wouldn't be like a one up mushroom. It's Mario.
It is Mario. Mushrooms.
I mean, it's Yoshi, but it's still Super Mario World 2.
Right. All right, we did it. We beat Touch Fuzzy, Get Dizzy. And we get a bonus stage too. Oh my God. We're crushing it on the bonus stages right now. Fuck. Well, we're getting them. I don't know if we're crushing the stages.
Oh, I failed miserably on mine.
Scratch and match. Is that the one you
match
had?
Scratch and match. Same thing. Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see if I can do better. Okay. Which one did you pick first? This one?
Top right.
I'm going to pick this one. Oh, and it's a Mario. I wonder if it's the same one every time. I'm going to pick this one. Oh, it's a Mario.
Mario.
Now, if it's the same, one of these two is a Mario. One of this one, the far right, or the top left. I'm going to pick this one. Oh, it's a bad guy.
Oh.
But I got two, so I got two up.
Okay. Two up.
I wish it showed you. Why doesn't it show you where the other ones
were? I don't know.
Interesting. Okay, well, I thought there were... So it must not be the same, because I think one of those icons is Kamek. So it's this boss in this level where I love the sound it makes when you throw an egg at it. It's like the big blob, and it like...
Oh, yeah.
It like makes this pop noise. Like, I don't know. It's very good. But are we done? I think we're done.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so let's
we were able to play this game and see what we're doing.
And see what we're doing. It's fucking nice. Yoshi's Island. Like this, I really love this game. It is hard though. This is a hard game. It's not Nintendo hard like NES games are hard.
No.
But
it's definitely not. I mean,
there are challenging
parts. I was dying
parts.
On one level repeatedly for no reason at all. Like,
right.
But there are, I remember there being some later levels that are a little hard, and there's a couple that are kind of confusing. I mean, they're I remember there being one that's like kind of maze like and having to find certain keys and areas and
get you have to go a certain way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like a lot like games like that, like well, like this with those kind of levels and like in even in Mario 1, you know, like there's two levels that are mazes. And it's all just like trial and error. Like, okay, I guess I'll go this way. Did it ding? I don't know. Does it? I can't remember. Does
in the it original, does in the
in Super, All Stars in
All Stars version? But I think in the original, it did not. Like, it doesn't even tell you correct or wrong.
It just
the,
starts
it,
over.
It also like goes like doo doo.
Yeah, yeah.
When you messed up.
When you're wrong, yeah. But that's only in All Stars. I think it's not not in the original. Yeah.
That is my remembrance.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, it's time for, did we already go down the pipe? I don't know. I guess we're double deep now if we did. So, it's time for final shots for final thoughts. So, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay. Oh boy. Okay. Let's see here. I don't know what we did last time. I should have listened, how we rated it, but okay, Jurek, how many fuzzies out of 10 do you rate Yoshi's Island for the Super Nintendo? I also don't know what we rated it last time. I would be interested to see.
Yeah, whatever it was out of 5.
It was out of 5, right? So
I mean, I'm sure it was very high.
Yeah, we probably gave it 5 out of 5, so I don't know.
Yeah, I probably gave it like 4, 4.5 or something. I'm going to give it a 9.5.
9.5. I'm giving this game a 10 out of 10. I fucking love this game. It's amazing. It looks super good. It plays super good. You know, I don't know. The controls are tight. Like, even though Yoshi's floaty, it's still very responsive, you know, like it.
Yeah.
Yoshi does what
I mean, that's just the way Yoshi. Yeah. Yoshi is in this game. Yeah. But I think it's fantastic. Everything controls great. It adds kind of a unique mechanic in that you can, you know, aim and shoot your eggs, which Yoshi could never do before.
Right. Right.
But
yeah,
you also never played as Yoshi. You played as Mario, and you were just kind of riding.
You were just riding Yoshi. Yeah, this is the first game where Yoshi shoots eggs, right? I think so. It definitely is. It has to be.
Like, I mean, it's only, what, how many games before this was Yoshi even in?
He was in Super Mario World, and I believe...
And just Yoshi or Yoshi's Cookie?
Yoshi's Cookie is what it's called, actually. Or no, is it called Yoshi?
Did we play? There is a game just called Yoshi, I think, on the NES Switch Online. But then there's also Yoshi's Cookie.
I believe.
It's unclear if those are the same game.
Those are the same game. Those are the same game for sure. In fact, I'm going to make sure that's true right now. Although, I don't know how to. There we go.
I'm not sure if it is true.
I think it is. On the NES app. Yeah, Yoshi. They're the same game. Yoshi versus Yoshi's Cookie.
No, because Yoshi's Cookie is on Super Nintendo.
Oh, you're right. Well, I think Yoshi on the NES is different. The same exact game.
No, it looks way different.
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Yoshi's Cookie?
Obviously, revelers, we know exactly what we're talking about, and you should trust our every word. Which you I think is
definitely
right.
Not trust us at all.
Here, I'm playing Yoshi now. You're right. Yoshi is a different game, but Yoshi came out in 1991, 1992. Yoshi's super fun. I love this fucking game.
You like your Mario underneath and you
switch around the platforms.
Around.
Yeah. Oh man, we got to play this sometime on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, I got to stop playing it though so that we can finish this episode. little distraction there, but yeah, Yoshi's Island, fucking phenomenal.
Yoshi's Island's fantastic. The music is great. The art style is fantastic.
The art style is amazing. It, and I also really love playing it when it works. When it doesn't work, it's not my favorite on my Super Nintendo. My Super Nintendo might be the only Super Nintendo in the world that plays the game like, I don't know. Because, like, it's weird. It, like, reads the game, and we could play the game even when it was fucking up.
Yeah, we still made it, I think, about as far as we just did.
Yeah, I think we actually made it one level farther. I think we beat the full world one. I think we might have beat
world
full
one. World one.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Yoshi's Island is a masterpiece. I don't even know if we did this back in episode 70, but what do other people think of Yoshi's Island, Jurek?
I found two reviews that I thought were humorous on Amazon, and most of the other ones just either it was people not liking it because it's not Super Mario World.
Oh,
they were like, oh, everyone talks so highly about this, and I love Super Mario World, but this game's nothing like Super Mario World. It's like, well, yeah, it's
Yoshi's Island. It's Super Mario World 2. See,
otherwise, though, I found, two. This review I just thought was weird because I don't understand what he's talking about.
Okay.
So this person gave it one star and said the title is Something's Missing. And it says, I bought the game because I like Mario games and because of the reviews, but they neglected to mention that you need the turbo controller or gun to play. Therefore, what's to know about the game? That device is nowhere to be found. Beware, friends.
What?
I don't know.
I think he was reviewing the wrong game.
I think so, too, because there is, I think, a Yoshi game that uses the Super Scope.
What?
But it's not this. I remember playing something way back in the day that I swear was a Yoshi game that used the Super Scope. But it was certainly not that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's Yoshi's Safari.
Yes.
Yep. I forgot about Yoshi's Safari. Dude, we need to get a fucking Super Scope.
We need to get a Super Scope.
And then we got to pull out my CRT TV. We can only do this when we play in person again. Right. Because obviously Yoshi's Safari is not on.
Yeah.
But we need to get one, and
it was like, I don't know what you're talking about, person, because you certainly do not need a turbo controller or a Super Scope.
Also, I'm positive for Yoshi's Safari, you also do not need a turbo controller.
Yeah,
there is no game designed with to use a turbo controller.
Right. I don't know what they were talking about.
Yeah,
and then I found one more. Humorous review.
Okay.
It's very short and sweet. They gave it 3 stars. The title of the review is 3 stars. And all they wrote for the review is the word parfait.
Parfait. I think that's right.
I think that's right, yeah. I don't know what they were going for.
Yeah, well,
everybody loves parfait.
Parfait in French means perfect.
Okay.
I thought that was the case, but I had to look it up just to be sure. Like I knew it, but wasn't quite positive.
Parfaits are delicious.
Parfaits are delicious. peanut butter parfait from Dairy Queen.
Love me a peanut butter parfait.
Yeah. Fucking good.
Everybody loves parfait. I never met no person who doesn't like parfait.
Is that from Shrek?
Yeah. Donkey.
Nice. Well, great.
And then also professional reviewers.
Oh yeah,
obviously love this game.
Yeah, it's got a
91 out of 100 on Metacritic. GameSpot gave it a 9.2 out of 10. IGN 9.4 out of 10. Nintendo Life gave it a 10 out of 10.
Nintendo Life is like a Nintendo fan.
Yeah, site. So it's hard to take them seriously.
Yeah, but they actually. I mean, I don't know about their reviews, but they often have leaks and stuff. Like, I don't know. They have some kind of source, but
yeah, everybody loved the game. It was an instant classic.
Instant classic. It really was. I feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe just because we were young at the time and like, but like a lot of games like that we love that we consider classics, they were in fact instant classics. And I don't know, does that even happen anymore? Like, what is an instant, what's an instance of a modern instant classic? Like, would you say God of War is an instant classic?
Well, I mean, God of War is also a long-running franchise from, like, the PS2 days.
Right, right. See? So, like...
I would say maybe more so. I mean, a lot of people consider The Last of Us...
The Last of Us
to be, classic. I mean, it's a highly praised... See, I mean, there's two of them now or whatever, but when it came out on PS... Right at the end of PS3, everyone was like, oh my god, it's one of the best games ever made, and... I disagree with some of those people, but I think it's a fine game.
Oh, hey, we didn't talk about this week. They released the prices of the Xbox and the PlayStation.
Yeah, same as well. Xbox was, I think, released before our previous
episode. Oh, was it? I didn't.
Xbox even know that. Pricing has been out for a little while.
Oh, well,
but they're the same for their top of the line ones.
$499. For the top of the line, but then there's digital only ones. The PlayStation digital only is $400. The Xbox digital only is $300.
Yeah.
I know which one I'm buying because I'm a cheap motherfucker. also not a very rich motherfucker. So I will probably, of the new consoles, not at launch. Like, I'm not going to pre-order or anything, but I will probably get a digital only Xbox S, is that what it's called? Xbox Series S?
Xbox Series S.
Yeah. God, that's so terrible.
The first one I'll get will probably be the Xbox Series X.
And so, like, I guess I don't even know about the Xbox, but, like, the Series X has a disc drive and everything?
Yes.
So it can basically, it's a fancy Blu-ray player. I mean, because like, you're not going to buy physical games?
No, I just want something that I can still put my Blu-ray discs in.
I think
PS5, I think both of their different things are literally identical power-wise. I think actually. From my understanding, I need to look more into it. I think the Xbox Series S is slightly less powerful. It's got
what
different
does that mean,
it's
though?
not just missing a disk drive. It's slightly different other innards.
So, but like, so is
I don't
it gonna
really know what that means?
Is it gonna display games differently? Like, will my graphics be slightly subpar or something?
Slightly, but it'll still be.
Yeah, it'll still be fucking fine. Like, honestly, anything, I don't, 4K, blah, blah, blah.
And really, like, unless you buy a new 4K TV, you will not notice it.
Exactly. Like, and
I will buy also a 4K TV to go with my Xbox One X.
I will also, I mean, I need to upgrade my TV pretty soon here, but, I don't know.
And they're pretty affordable these days. You can get a 4K TV for like $500-600.
Oh, see, that's actually a little more than I would spend on a TV. But like, I got my current TV, which is just a regular 1080p, you know, HD TV or whatever. But and it's a smart TV. But like, I don't know. I think what would you say mine is? 42 inch? Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
It's but I bought this TV for like $150 or something. Like, it was,
I mean, I guess if you were gonna go, yeah, that size, I think you can probably get one for, yeah, I guess.
So you're gonna go like 85 inches, like.
No, I'm gonna go like 55 inches.
55. That's so huge. I mean, I don't even know if I have room in that in early studios here. I don't.
Room for that.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I won't be buying a new TV anytime soon.
No,
anyway.
mine. That's future.
Yeah, yeah.
There's plenty of games for me to play in the coming months, and even after the new consoles are released.
I've got games for months now, like. Yeah. Mario 64 is going to go fast, but
there's literally nothing at launch for either console that I care about.
Not even Miles Morales. I want to play
You can play it. You have a PS4.
Oh, because it's going to be on PS4. God. See, then, oh yeah, I don't need a PS5 at all. I really, I don't.
I'll want a PS5 when God of War Ragnarok comes out. Yeah.
Do you think that's what it's going to be called?
Can I just rent a console for like 2 weeks? Like, oh, I want
to
play.
Oh man, you used to be able to do that.
You used to be able to do that, but Blockbuster doesn't exist anymore. So.
Oh man, Blockbuster, what the fuck? You're screwing us over now. 20 years later, we wanted to rent a console.
Yeah.
Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Yoshi's Island, could they do that?
Indeed. You can tweet me at, Actorak.
And were you going to say at Ragnarok?
I was going to say at Retro Gaming Revelry. Oh, okay. Retro Revelry.
Well, you can tweet you at Retro.
You can also do that, but you can tweet me personally at Actorak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt, and early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry, as Jurek just said. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
Indeed. And please do. We would love discussion questions, Revelers. Like, we're on a discussion question drought here. So email us, tweet us. I'm checking the Twitter more often recently. So don't be afraid to tweet us. I know some folks have tweeted us, and it takes us a while to respond, but I'm trying to be better about it. And so is Jurek. So tweet us discussion questions or game suggestions or whatever you want, you know, just to say hi, we would love it. Also give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, maybe some other podcast apps. I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know how this whole podcast thing works. We've only been doing it for 220 episodes.
Yeah, only 4 years. You know, like, no big deal. Like, we'll get it eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll figure this whole thing out.
I don't know. I think that's about it this week, though, Jurek, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, brass.
Yeah, game on, brass.
She's not going to talk to you, though.
She's not going to talk to me. Abby, come on.
I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me? Abby, just, you don't have to put your face on the camera, but just whisper into the microphone while you're mad at me. Oh, my God. I won't be able to sleep all weekend. Goodness me. This is something else. I thought we were on good terms, Abby, but here we are. Here we are. I also could be talking to myself. I have no idea. You might be over there. You might not. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you were like, nope, I'm not talking at all. I'm fucking gone. I'm out of here. Which would be, you know, that'd be right. I would get it. Oh!